Burglaries, robberies and thefts have once again increased according to the latest crime figures from the Central Statistics Office. There's also been a significant rise in fraud offences. Let's get more now from our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. Paul, what do the figures tell us? Will you bring us through the main findings?
Yeah, Rachel, the big increases, as you say, in the CSO recorded crime figures are in theft and fraud. Theft offences increased 8%. Half of that was for shoplifting and retail theft. Now, the figures for theft for the 12 months up to the end of June this year show that the crime is now at the highest it has ever been in the past 5 years. The robbery also increased 8%, while burglary was up 9%. Now, that's mainly burglary without violence. It's not aggravated burglary. It's just the crime of burglary. So the homeowners didn't confront the burglars but discovered they had been robbed. Fraud, deception and related offences increased by a fifth. That's 21% in the same period. That's the largest increase in any crime category, and the increase over the past 5 years is 56%. Now, the contrast to that is there were decreases in homicides, which is down 15%, offences against government down 13%, and sexual offences down 12%. Organised crime offences are also down. There was one gangland murder this year. Drugs offences are down 7%. That brings the drugs crime reduction to 28% in the past 5 years. But that's an interesting figure because it doesn't seem to square with what we see every day of the week. Because while these figures may be down, the drug seizures are up. In Dublin alone, for example, for the first 6 months of this year, over 40 million euro of drugs were seized. 25 million euro worth of drugs were seized at Dublin Airport. There are also fewer victims of crime, according to these figures.
Going back, Paul, to the thefts, this rise in thefts, in particular in shoplifting, what are the Gardaí saying about that?
Well, the Gardaí point to Operation Targhee, which they set up in December of last year to detect and prevent organised retail crime. They say there are Gardaí all over the country working to reduce it, using an intelligence-led approach to identify criminals, target the most prolific groups, and identify the black marketeers handling and moving the stolen goods, as well as, they say, supporting retailers. Now, there have been some successes. For example, just 2 days ago in the Bridewell in Dublin's north inner city, 10 people were arrested in connection with 31 separate incidents of retail theft in that area. 5 men and women in their 20s to 40s appeared before the courts. 2 others were referred to the Garda National Youth Diversion Programme, and warrants are also being served on a further 13 people for retail theft offences. However, the Garda won't welcome the figures today. The increase again today, which has taken place during the period while Operation Targhee has been up and running.
Can I ask you about something that's often a source of disagreement, and that's the question of where crime is taking place? What do the figures say about crime in the regions?
Yeah, recorded crime increased across all regions for 4 out of the 14 crime groups. So, for example, fraud and related offences had the largest rates of increase in the northwest of the country, Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. That was up 33%. And in the eastern region, where it was up 28%. The lowest increase was in Dublin, but that increase was still 13%. Burglary and related offences had the largest rate of increase in the southern region. It was up 32% there, that crime. And again, the lowest in Dublin at 2%. Robbery, extortion, hijacking, other related offences had the largest rate of increase in Dublin at 13%. This compared to a 2% rise in each of the other regions. And theft and related offences, which we were talking about, had the largest rate of increase in the eastern region, 13%, compared with increases of between 6 and 7% for all the other parts of the country. Now, by contrast, again, the number of recorded crime incidents for 2 offences dropped across all regions. That said, the offences against government and controlled drugs offences, which the largest rate of decrease was in the eastern region at 11%.
Paul, thank you for that. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. The 1.4 million security hut seems to have joined the bike shed, the 1 million euro printer, the electronic voting machines and the PPAR's payroll system on the long list of political spending.